Now, you guys know I'm not much of a cook.
Yes, we do.
But I am a lovely host. I love hosting a party. I love having people over. And so basically, for many years now, the dinner party that I throw is the potluck dinner.
Now, I just got to ask quickly, because I don't think, now I'm 36, and I don't think I've been to a mates getting around and we're calling this a dinner party ever.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know if it's a generational thing, because I remember my parents having them, but it's never happened for me.
Oh, this is like my dream night.
No,
like,
kidding.
Yeah, not leaving the house for one.
So the rules are you can come in Ugg boots at my house. That's always standard. And, I, you know, because the thing is, you don't have to slave over the kitchen for hours and get the meal right. Everyone just brings a dish and no one tells anyone what it is. So it's potluck. You could get all pieces of pizza. You could get all savory. One night I did it about 10 years ago and every single person bought a dessert and we had to had to order in food. So it was, you just don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But this time, because I'm known for throwing these dinner parties, this time I was like, I'm going to mix it up a bit. And this time I made these labels and I said to people, please label your dish.
Mm-hmm.
And also I wrote there, if you could mention if it's vegan or vegetarian.
May contain nuts.
Yeah, that stuff could be super helpful for people. So when there's lots of dishes, you don't have to explain to people what they are.
Bloody hell, how many people do you have at this dinner party?
Well, this one had about...
Well, not us.
No, yeah, clearly.
This one was about 22.
Wow. Okay. I don't even have that many. No, there wouldn't be that many people who came to my funeral.
So look, I just thought it was pretty a fun idea and it's now going to be a tradition, but I wanted to share with you guys the maturity of my friends when it came to labelling their dishes.
Okay.
So this might not be appropriate for everyone, but I thought, why don't I just give it a go?
Okay.
So we're probably going to have to beat some of these out.
All right. Okay. Ready to go.
Okay. I mean, you know, some really nice basic ones. Mud cake for the time poor. Obviously someone bought that from a store and bought it in.
Yep. That's creative.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. There was, definitely not sushi, which was an entire plate of sushi. It was very obvious. Then we started getting things like hot chickpea mystery.
Oh.
Apple crumble thing. And then Clinton's cracking caramel cheesecake. Or you might enjoy some sticks.
Oh, I would.
Or eat these nachos, you Or a delicious little bowl of soup. Kimber's inbred, which was my artichoke dip in a cob loaf. The vegan plate of disappointment, which was a broken up piece of vegan chocolate and a raw ball. shit from a butt. Get some Italian meat in you. Maybe interested in that one, Petey. Kimber's downtown brown, or as I liked to call them, Kimber's polite cakes.
Okay.
Which I thought that was more appropriate. And the most popular dish of the night, dick loaf. Yeah. 100% made of dicks, apparently.
You do realise that reads exactly like a Gordon Ramsay menu.
She's an adult film actress and racing car driver who's made millions on the subscription site OnlyFans. Now she wants to team up with Donald Trump to fight a social media ban. Please welcome Renee Gracie.
All the way from the Gold Coast, good to chat to you again, Renee. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are we all?
Great. Renee, we could not turn down the opportunity to talk to you when we saw a headline like, Renee Gracie gets into bed with Donald Trump.
Not literally, that would be weird.
Yeah, wouldn't it? So what's the deal? You're starting to get all litigious.
Yeah, I obviously lost all my social media accounts at the start of the year. Feels like a lifetime ago now, but only at the start of this year I lost my Instagram and recently lost my Twitter, and I've had battles with Facebook and TikTok and pretty much every social media you could possibly use. I've probably lost it. But I find it's very difficult for someone, even myself or even other girls, just to find, I don't know, who to talk to or how you can actually go about getting it back. So when I saw a few posts and saw some articles about Donald Trump doing the class action, I just thought, what a great opportunity. I'm sure there'd be so many people who are almost silenced, really, and not able to do much at all about getting banned for no real reason.
Okay, so Renee, take us back to the beginning. So your Instagram account was disabled for what, inappropriate photos? Is that correct?
It's hard to say. I just lost it. I don't really know why. I assume I read lots of articles and stuff, and I did read that Instagram was cracking down on obviously like porn stars and that industry. So I would assume that's why my OnlyFans stuff was on there. But it's really difficult because you do everything you can to try and stay in the guidelines, but the guidelines are quite vague and quite open almost. It's one of those things when you lose it and you get a bit disheartened because you try and actually do the right thing and make sure you don't lose your pages, but it doesn't work out that way.
Mm. Have you got an example of somebody who you would go, they're a big-time influencer, but like Instagram would be happy to let them show a little bit of nip because they do it a little bit differently than what you do?
Yeah, there's lots of models out there, like Kim Kardashian and all the, I guess, Victoria's Secret models. I think like Bella Hadid a little while ago had a photo and she's wearing like a sheer shirt so you could see directly through her shirt. And Kim Kardashian wears, you know, lingerie and bikinis because that's her, you know, she promotes that sort of stuff. And that's all my stuff really was. And even lingerie brands, you know, like your Honey Burdettes and stuff like that, they still have functional pages. So it just, it makes no sense, unfortunately, which is the hard part.
And Renee, you don't deserve to be banned. I mean, you should be able to have the right to a social media account. But honestly, has life been a bit more pleasant without social media?
I'm not going to lie. For the first couple of months, I actually loved it. I made another Instagram account and I actually was like, you know what? I'm probably just not even going to log on for a week or two to just see how I feel. And I just had so much spare time. I wasn't checking messages and replying to people. I didn't have to worry about checking emails because I knew no one could get my email from Instagram anymore. So yeah, I did have a lot of spare time. And then after that, I sort of realized that I do need to get back into it because it is a source of income for me and it's how I promote my brand.
And what's your position, Renee? I mean, obviously Donald Trump, not taking his side here, but he was banned for essentially spreading misinformation and misinformation that could have caused, you know, riots, etc. So when you're saying you're joining his class action, where do you sit on this? Do you think there should be no editing or censorship on these sites?
Personally, I don't think there should be. I think that everything should be uncensored, but I think there should be categories or filters or buttons or things you can click to advise people what your page involves. So, you know, for mine, for example, I can say like not safe for workplaces and, you know, 18 plus and, you know, Donald Trump can probably have, you know, I speak freely on his page and people are pre-warned and they understand if you're going to click on this, something may or may not offend you, but you've clicked on it knowing what's going on. Sure. So
Renee, just quickly before we let you go, when does it all sort of kick off?
Oh, we're working now. We're trying to get in contact and we've sent emails away and we're trying to see what we can do and who we can get a touch of, maybe hear my story and see how far we can take it and what we can do. We're sort of looking at all avenues. And for me, it's the majority is just to try and get my Instagram back and then obviously see what else can come of it and maybe other girls reach out to me and also get their pages back as well.
Mm. Good luck to you, Renee Gracie. Thanks for chatting to us this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Baby names. Apparently the name that you choose for your baby influences how others will see your child.
I believe
and
that.
How your child will see themselves.
I do believe that.
So I just want to know, why do some parents hate their kids? Why do they give them rubbish names? That might sound rich coming from someone whose name is Kimber.
Yeah, with a Y, by the way.
Choosing a baby's name is obviously hard work. Pete, how long did it take you for your three?
Well, Mila was pretty much straight away when you were going to call her Mila Sage.
So no thought went into
that
at all.
No thought whatsoever. Okay, and now that we look back on it, we probably should have thought more. But no thought whatsoever and happy with that one. But Izzy, Isabella Evie, took us 3 days to name her. And Oliver Archer, our newborn, it took us a good couple of days to name him as well. And we called him a whole heap of different things.
And you probably talked about Oliver it for Archer. 7 months prior.
Yes, a long time.
Like trying to, because the name that you give to your baby can be very important. Mm. It's how people view them. It's how they view themselves. I saw, according to data from 2017, there were 373 girls that were named A, B, C, D, E.
Absidy.
Absidy.
A, B, C, D, E.
Now, I think the actual, from memory, I think the way that they would pronounce it is Absidy.
Absidy is not a bad name, actually. It sounds quite good.
Well,
Absidy.
You know, they've released the list of the least popular Australian baby names because normally they give you what's hot. And this is what's not. Apparently, if you're naming them Heidi, Madeline, Tyler, or Jake, that is so 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been booted. And, you know, it's tough. I think it's tough to come up with a name because you obviously go through that thing where you go, well, we can't call them that because there was a bully at school.
Yeah, totally.
That reminds me of that or that reminds, you know. So you start running out of names, but some people just give their child a name and later you think, do my parents hate me? Why have they made me do this?
Oh, I thought that about my dad. And Kimber, you know this story, and what's so great having Pete on board is that he hasn't heard a lot of my stories that you have.
Oh, strap yourself in.
Okay, bring it around.
My father, Miroslav. So Miroslav. My mum named my brother Carl.
Yeah.
And so it was dad's turn to name me. And had I, so Mateusz, yeah, Polish.
Oh, Mateusz is your actual name.
It is, yeah.
All right.
But had I this been
Matthew
a girl.
Thing is not real.
Get ready for this, strap yourselves in. I was going to be called Grushinka. Which is apparently a great name in Poland.
So given that Mateusz became Matthew. Yeah.
Yes.
Or Matt, then what would you have been here
Grushinka?
If you were Grushinka?
Allison.
Do your parents hate you? Have they given you a name where it's either, you know, maybe you got the same first name as your last name or maybe you got something that is just, you hate it.
Well, you know, there's that ad where the bloke's standing there and they hand him the baby and they say,
Callum.
Mr. Murray, what are you going to call him? And he goes, we're thinking of calling him Callum. And then it goes through the years of the kid growing up and he's standing at the wedding and, you know, Callum Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, oh, no, hang on a sec.
I feel like a chocolate milk.
Let's go to Mandra.
Hey, Cyprian.
Yes, that is correct. How are you going?
Hey, Cześć.
Cześć, jak się masz?
Yeah, good, man. Polish. Good.
Dobre. Cyprian. Polish, is it?
Yes.
You don't like it?
I do, but back in the day, you know, you used to get a lot of crap for having a weird name.
Mm.
I like it.
Have you ever looked up the definition, Sip?
Yeah, I think it's like something to do with Cyprus or something. I think they're called Cyprians.
Well, Aphrodite, also Cyprian. And
She was a sister of chlamydia.
It suggests, that it's a lewd person.
Oh,
lewd. That's a bit little extra.
That's good. Yeah, well, I can use that in my profile now.
Take it proudly, Cyprian, proudly.
I think it's a gorgeous name, Cyprian. I like that.
We're still in Mandra. Hello, Nona.
Hi, how you going?
Good.
Nona, what's wrong with your name? Why do your parents hate you? What happened?
All my life I've gotten things like, how long have you known her? Have you known her long?
Hey, Nona.
Yeah, I used to get that too.
Where's it from, Nona?
It's actually a Latin name. So it means the ninth child, you know, like number nine?
Oh, of course, yes. Yeah.
Are you the ninth?
Yes. No, well, if you count all the mishaps and the maybes, I was.
Okay.
Right. Wow.
But I'm actually the last of six, and I have four older sisters. And that my mother wanted to call them all Nona, and my father was like, a cold day in hell.
All of the kids. Nona, you only have to call them once for dinner, right? Nona.
That's right. It's almost like we were from Collingwood or something.
Have they all got just pretty standard names compared to yours?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, they have. They're all normal. I think I was the only Nona in the whole WA school system.
Oh, yeah, wow. See, I quite like a unique name. Mm. Like, I'm happy being called Kimber because I've only met one other, and I think it's nice to have a name that the other people don't have.
Well, you know, my theory about the soccer players, the single name, a cool single name, you're going to be famous. Pele, Ronaldo.
Oh, right. Mm. Yeah.
Hey, Vicky in Success. Now, I mean, that seems like a pretty straightforward name. What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. I don't think when my parents named me Dickie that they ever dreamed I would marry a Mr. Dickie.
You're Vicky Dickie.
I am Vicky Dickie.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I know, isn't it fabulous?
Was there genuinely a time where you were like, I don't know if I'm going to take your name and I might just keep my own?
Well, we did talk about it, but you know what? He's such a sweetheart, he's worth taking the name. And I actually have people saying, you can't marry him. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you guys are so jealous. But I rock the name. I have a really bright personality, and I just rock the name.
Good
so
I love it. How did you and Mickey meet? Mickey Dickie? No.
Dickie, yeah. Most people, it's Vicky D or just, yeah, but... I mean, Vicky, what? That is a cool name.
It's cool. I love it.
It's a ripper. Pete, Matt, and Kimber. Now, we're about to speak with Justin, who won MasterChef last night. But the issue is, we're a bit behind the eight ball this morning, and usually we have like a whiz bang opener to play.
Yes.
Which is like, for example, we're speaking to Renee Gracie from OnlyFans later on in the show, and we'd play this.
She's an adult film actress and racing car driver.
Right, and then
little intro, and then there we go. Yes.
Right.
But it's early morning and sometimes we can't turn it around in time.
Yeah, that's right.
So we have to do it live.
We're doing it live.
Hi, producer Georgia.
Hello.
Who's doing the voiceover for these.
I'm your voiceover girl this morning. Yes.
Georgia, how many voiceovers have you done before?
One.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
And it was all right.
Are you ready?
I gave you some notes.
You did.
Yeah. We've got someone important on the line and we need an intro.
Well, Justin's there. Hey, Justin.
Hey, mate.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. We'll get to that very soon, we promise.
Is there any sort of direction you want to give Georgia before she intros you?
Accents.
Anything
you
about
can do
you.
Accents.
I can't do accents.
If an accent would be cool.
She really regrets saying that.
Do an accent.
Do Scottish.
Scottish.
Yeah, go on, give it a go.
Do it. Go on. Okay. Right. Go
on. No. Oh, no. All right. Okay.
Just do it.
He's the Scarborough youth pastor who last night was crowned MasterChef 2021 and awarded $250,000 in prize money. Please welcome Justin Narayan. Oh,
put your hand under my kilt. Well played.
Oh, Justin, welcome.
That was incredible. That was the best intro I've ever got.
Hey, mate, well done. Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks so much, guys.
What an incredible win. I mean, Justin, just by one point, it was really down to the wire there. But what a great show. It seems like you've made such good friends there. It feels like it was a very supportive environment for you to kind of start your dream.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely is. And so very, very fortunate to be a part of a show like that and make some really good mates along the way.
And Justin, we know you're a man of faith. Is God a good sous chef?
Look, I'd like to think he is.
You got to mind your P's and Q's in the kitchen, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Justin, you're of Indian heritage. Why did you ask Georgia to do a Scottish accent?
It just felt comforting. Like Jock's voice and Georgia's accent, it's just something that I think brings the best out of me.
Right. In this modern time, I don't think it was the right way to go anyway, Georgia doing an Indian accent. No.
Now, yeah. Justin, take us back to when you thought, I'm going to join MasterChef. You've gone to your fiance and said, is this a possibility? Is it something I could try? Like, how did you, how long ago was that? And are you even finding it hard to believe right now?
Yeah, look, it was the opposite way. I was like on the couch just wanting to watch a movie and she's like, get up, go apply. And I'm like, fine, I'll do it. Leave me alone. And the rest was history.
That's a secret to a happy relationship, Justin. Fine, exactly. I'll do it. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Hey, mate, we're looking at this picture of you, and obviously seeing the show last night as well. There you are, confetti around you, and you're standing there and you're holding the MasterChef trophy. Mm. And it's a giant platter. It's like you've won Wimbledon. Right. And mate, do you get to take one of those home? Because it looks like it's got what I would think is the names of other winners from previous seasons etched into it as well. Do you get your own?
Yeah, it's exactly like Wimbledon. You kind of hold it for the moment and you pass it on to the next winner. So, yeah, it's an honour to have my name on that trophy, but...
Mm, so you just take home a doggy bag of whatever was left over from the food.
I'd take that any day.
Oh, well done, buddy. Yeah, congratulations.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for playing along, having a bit of fun this morning. It's nice to chat to you. And when are you coming back? Getting back to Perth?
I'm back.
You are back.
In Perth.
You're here.
Yeah, living the dream, mate.
Oh, great. All right, well, looking forward into bumping into you sometime. Justin, good on you.
Thanks so much, guys.
Hey, when I played cricket in the backyard of my house in Gravity Street, Beckenham, if you hit the hills hoist below where you hang the clothes up, it was six.
Oh, really?
If you hit it above
that. You don't even have to go over the fence.
No, it was six because it's hard to hit a pole.
Yes.
If you hit above that, you were out.
Oh.
That was just the way it was. My house, my rules.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
It makes sense. So yesterday, I was playing Scrabble with Steppy D, my stepdaughter. And I was playing very badly. Scrabble is a game that doesn't make me feel very confident about my intelligence.
I mean, I'm the same. I don't understand these people who pull these words out of, like, they're sitting there looking at 10 consonants and a vowel.
Yes.
And get a triple word score off an 11-letter word. How do you do that?
I'm not joking. My first word, and it was as, A-S. I'm not even sure if you're allowed to start with that.
Well, no, I guess you've made your own rules.
Right. Yes, well, we did. But that's what we did in the end. I just said, you know what? We're both terrible at this. She's better than me. Let's just have a rule where we make up words, mm-hmm. and even if they don't exist, if your meaning, if your explanation of their meaning makes me laugh or I think is clever, you win.
Oh, that's great.
I think that's necessary. Like, we play a lot of board game nights and stuff. We have a lot of friends come over for game nights. And in our house, the rule is that everyone's allowed to redraw. Because James and I are Mr. and Mrs. Fairplay, right? Like, we just want to be there for a good time and have fun and be entertained. We don't care who wins. Neither of us care who wins. Not competitive. So when we play, if you draw out a card and you go to ask the person the question and the question sucks and it's not very fun, we're just like, pick another one because we want to have a good time. Mm. I'm not there to just follow the rules of the game. So always you can redraw it our house. My house, my rules.
Suck it up.
Mate, our kids. So every game that we play now, we have to play with Mila at least, who's 5.
Yes.
And it's bloody hard playing anything with a 5-year-old because we're playing Yahtzee, and even if she rolls a 1, 3, 3, 5, 5, it's still Yahtzee. Everything is Yahtzee.
Try doing that at Crown.
That's our house, our rule now. It's just Yahtzee. Let's go to Tanya in Swanview. Your house, your rules. Good morning to you, mate.
Hi, how you going?
Good.
What are the rules in your place, Tanya?
If the Monopoly board comes out with the girls, my 2 daughters, whatever the youngest one says, that's the rules. Just go with it. Otherwise, that board's going to get flipped.
Yeah. It sounds like she's going into property, Tanya.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Property, finance, the whole shebang.
How old are the girls?
13 and 10.
13 and 10. Wow.
And the 13-year-old's just...
I just give a bit of a wink to the 13-year-old and just be like, just go with it, please.
Fair enough, Hey, Tanya, have you seen those Monopoly ones now where you have like a credit card and so you don't have to deal with all the money?
What?
Oh, well, she knows how to use mine.
That's really good, dude.
This is Pete, Matt and Kimber. Pete, Matt
and
Kimber.
And it's happened.
What's happened?
Has finally happened, you guys.
You said you threw your life away.
I've realized overnight, considering what I've seen in the news, that I did. I threw my financial security away at the tender age of, God, I must have been like 12.
What did you do?
Sell all your Pokemon cards?
No. What's even worse about that, because I plan on bringing that up during this chat as well.
Of course.
Accidentally, sorry.
Is that I didn't even sell those. I just threw them away.
Oh.
And that hurts even more.
With the Tarzos.
Guys, it was,
Kimber, you're breaking the guy's heart. He's already hurt.
I'm just making 90s references. I didn't know you were so sensitive.
No, Tarzos, Odd Bods, like all of those things that we collected when we were kids and now worth so much money. Well, I did. Yeah. But I had them as a kid, so I played with them. And the one that's happened overnight, in case you haven't seen it, and I remember this like it was yesterday. I was at a mate's house and I was walking past their games room with him and I could hear this theme music.
Oh, yeah.
And any gamer who had a Nintendo 64 worth their salt knows that that is the first level in Super Mario 64, which is the first time that Super Mario went 3D.
Ah.
So Super Nintendo was like the platform before it. Nintendo 64 comes out, everything's in 3D. And I've poked my head in there and I've seen it and I've gone, what is that? Mario is running around 360 degrees, like going all over the place. He's jumping up in the air. He's like bouncing on. What is that? And they're like, this is the new Nintendo 64. And it was around 1996, 97, and I saved up all my confirmation money.
Oh,
and I bought a Nintendo 64.
Good boy.
And I had that game. And I remember getting that game and I ripped the box apart to get into this game and start playing this game. And it gave me so much joy for the next few years. However, overnight, a 9.8 out of 10 mint condition copy of it has sold for over $2 million Australian.
Yes, but they didn't get the joy from it that you got.
They're getting joy now.
Yes, they are.
They're getting joy now, Maddie.
So was it brand spanking? They haven't taken it out of the packet. It's never been played.
So there's an international firm called WATA, W-A-T-A, and they are the mint condition experts, right? Mm. And what they do is you send them off, because I've done it a couple of times, you know, to some nice things that I've collected over the years.
Basically Antiques Roadshow.
Well, yes. Pretty much. And they send it off.
Or a mixture of that and the people who test your wee-wee. Olympians.
And they have a good look at it, and they meticulously look at everything, like under a magnifying glass for weeks. And then what they do is they give it a rating, and then they seal it up in a vacuum-tight plastic case. And at the top, they put a label, and that label has a score out of 10. Now, this one is a 9.8 score. It's still in the plastic packaging.
Wow.
And the plastic packaging has even been scrutinized to the point where they've gone, there are only 5 or less of this particular rating of this game left in the world. Wow. And that's why at auction, it's sold for over $2 million Australian.
Still more than white rhinos.
Well, yeah. Now, here's the other thing, right? Because I'm in amongst all this stuff... You did mention Pokemon, Kimber. I grew up with this show. To catch them is my real test.
Say it.
Now, Pokemon
cards...
I wish
people could see your face right now.
Pokemon cards were huge, right? Now, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the YouTuber Logan Paul. He's a famous YouTuber. He does these unboxings of... cards from back in those days.
What Pokemon an idiot. Don't unbox it.
No. Because the thing is, if you unveil a first edition holographic Charizard card, which I bloody had, they're valued at anywhere from $150,000 to $200,000 now.
This sounds riveting. Remind me, what's his name? Logan Paul. I must watch that.
I'm sorry, Pete. It feels like... Matt and I are not taking this seriously.
You're clearly not.
Basically thrown away millions of dollars.
Well, what would yours be? Like, what would your, you know, for me, this is my thing when I grew up as a kid.
Oh, I don't want to talk about
that. I mean, I've got one question for you, and that is it. What do you think I'm going to get for my much loved and pre-used Sega Master System 2? Because I still have it. You can get Paperboy. It's got Alex the Kid built in.
Paperboy.
Oh, yeah.
What a game.
Plenty of games. Got lots. It's probably about, I've probably got about 16 games with it.
Yep.
And I got an extra console, like an extra, you know, like playing, what are those things called?
Console.
A controller.
Controller, sorry.
What do you reckon?
Well, you clearly don't know much about it, so I'll give you $5.
Ooh, look at you. Keep